Today's daf is Nedarim, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. We got up to Tes Zayin Amud Beis, about 4 lines from the bottom of the Amud, discussing how do we learn that a Shavuah can't override a mitzvah. So where it begins. V'she'ein nishban l'abral ha-mitzvah me'hocha nafkilei. Yesterday we saw from the Pasuk, Lo Yachil Devaro. Is that really the source we learn out? No, we have a different source. Me'hosam nafkilei. We learn out from a different Pasuk, Titania, from the following Brisa. Yochel nishba levatel es ha-mitzvah v'lo bitel. The havmina was you could take a shvuah in order to nullify mitzvah and it wouldn't work. Yochel yehe chayiv, and you'd think you would be chayiv for that, for the shvuah. So Tam Lomer, lo hara o lehetiv. What is that pasuk? So that's here in Vayikra, Perek He, Pasuk Dal. O nefesh ki si shava levate bisvasayim lahara o lehetiv. Right, he has an utterance of his lips. He says something for ra al haiti. L'chol asher yivate ha'adam b'shavua v'nelim menu v'hu yada v'ashem la'achas me'elem. So that's the source for the shavuos, right? So let's work it out in a second. Tamal l'hara al haitiv ma hatov rishus. Just like when you're doing something good, that is something that's optional, something that's permitted for you. Afhara rishus. Must be anything that's doing ra, which is prohibiting something from yourself, that is only something that's reshus, is optional. Yotzer to exclude nishma levata lesa mitzvah lo bitel. If you took a shavua not to do a mitzvah, right? She'ein ha reshus biyado, that you do not have reshus to nullify mitzvahs. In halacha, one second, the Rambam, Hilchos Shavuos, Perikhei, Halacha Yodad. Nit Shavuah Shlo Oichal Kikar Zu Shavuah Shachalna Hashniya Shavuos Shav Shahari Lo Osru Allah V'Ochlo V'Loki Al Shavuah Shniya Zu Bein Ochlo Bein Shlo Ochlo Im Ochlo Loki Af Mishum Shavuos Bitui V'Chein Kol HaNishma Levatel Es HaMitzvah. Anybody who takes a Shavuah to be Mevatel HaMitzvah, says the Rambam, V'Lo Bitel Potem Is Shavuos Bitui The loike mishum shvua shav, right? He gets malchus because he took an oath in vain. Va'oseh ha-mitzvah shenishba levatla. And he does the mitzvah that the shvua does not work on this. But again, the Gemara's question over here is a little bit different. The Gemara is asking, where is the actual source? Is it from this idea of hara lehetiv, or is it from lo yachad devarav? So the Gemara answers like this: Chad kro lemiftarei bekorban shvua. One pasuk is calling to tell the person that they're potter from bringing korban v'chad the miftarei min lav de shavua. One is to take away the lav. So which is it? Lahara lahaytiv is talking about the shavua, and then the lo yachad devarav is talking about that it takes off the lav. Okay. Now the next mishnah is going to continue with differences between nedarim and shavuos. It's a machloikis whether this is really a continuation of the previous Mishnah. That's the way the Ran is learning. The Gra on this comments in Shulchan Aruch argues, says, no, this is a separate, different topic. It's a difference, but it's not a continuation per se of the previous Mishnah. So it begins like this. Yesh neder besoch neder. You could take a neder within a neder. Ve'ein shuva besoch shuva. You cannot take an additional shavua on top of that. So it means you could have an additional prohibition bichal through a neder on something that was already osur, but you couldn't do the same thing if you took a shvuah 2 times on the same thing. The second one doesn't take place. Ketzad explains the Mishnah. The person says like this: Hareini nazir im ochal, hareini nazir im ochal. So he says like the 2 statements. I'm a nazir if I eat, and he repeats it at the same time. I'm a nazir if I eat. Says the Mishnah, chayev kol achas va'achas. He's chayev on each and every one of them. Okay, we'll explain what that means, machlokis in the Rishonim. Because let's finish the Mishnah, shavuah shlo ochal. Shavuah shlo ochal. He says the same thing, takes an oath, I'm not going to eat, and then repeats it, an oath, I'm not going to eat. Va'ochal, and he goes, in eat, ein echayev ela achas. He's only chayev for what? For one time violating the shavuah. So what does this mean exactly, this idea about this Naziris, right? Hareini nozim oichel. So it says it's chal. So there's a machlokis how to understand what exactly this accomplishes. The way that the Ramban and the Ritva understand is that what the statement did was basically, essentially turn this into one doubled up Nazirus, that they're both chal simultaneously. So the Hareini Nazir im Ochel, Hareini Nazir im Ochel puts two simultaneously. It's one time period for their 30 days. And if he would violate, then he would get two sets of Malkius, because he had two of them that were happening at the same time. The Ran learns a little differently. Let's see the Ran. This is in Dibramaschal Shavuos Lo Oichal Shavuos Lo Oichal Einichai V'Leachas Klomer B'Shavuos Lo Mashkachas Trei Chiyuvei. By a Shavuos, we don't find the Yerchayev two times. Lo Lilkos Shtayim V'Achil Leachas. You're not going to get two sets of Malkus for one act of eating. D'Mikayim and Shomer Shavuos Lo Oichal Kikar Zeh. He says, I'm not going to eat this loaf of bread. Havilei Mushba V'Oimed. It's Chal already. V'Su, and then once that Shavuos already Chal, Lo Chali Alea Shavuos Shniyav. The second one doesn't take place. It doesn't set in. Lo limnoi shtayim gam came, and we don't count it one right after the other. D'lo mishkachas lo, you have such thing like one shoe right after the other. Masha ein came b'naziris. But the difference, the contrast, the way the Ran is learning, is that Naziris has a different set of halachas. D'nehi de'ein eloike shtayim al achila achas, right? He argues with the Ramban and the Ritva. You're not going to get two sets of malchus for one. Mikom oka mashkachas ba trei chiyube me shekofel nidr beis pamim. If you would do it two times, d'hainu limnos shtayim. You count it twice, masha ein came b'shavuos. So the way the Ran is learning is that it's two separate periods. That when a guy says this, the first one's going to set in, and then the second one is going to take place immediately after he completes the first one. Now, it's interesting. There is a famous comment they say over in Yeshivas from the Nesivas. And the Nesivas talks a little bit about the difference between Isurim D'Oraisa versus Isurim D'Rabbanan. The way the Nesivas seems to be saying is that on a D'Oraisa level, when the Torah prohibits something, the Torah is saying this object, this Chepta, is inherently prohibited. Bas B'Cholav is prohibited. Chazir is prohibited. These are things that are osir. When a Durabonin come along, so they'll say differently. They say that they're learning that, really, no. This object itself, the Cheft, is not touched. But what the Chazal do, the Rabbanim set up an Isser Gavra on the person. So some use that in the Sivas to explain over here, perhaps, again, the difference between why Shavu and why Shavuos and the Neder is the difference, because the Shavuos, we said many times, is on the Gavra, and the Neder the Neder is on the Chepta. Let me just see the Rambam over here with the Rambam in Nedarim. The Rambam is in Nedarim. Gimel Beis. Ketzad yachol neder al neder, ha'oimer harei alai korban imachalti kikarzu, harei alai korban imachlono v'ochlo, chayav kol achas v'achas. So he does both. V'chein kol kiyotz b'zeh. Similarly, anything similar to like this, if you do it. But in terms of Shavuos, so in the Shavuos, the Ram is Dalid, halacha tes, Shavuos shlo oichel kikarzu, o shlo oichel osa, kemen sh'ochli menach kezayis chayav. Once you ate a kezayis of it that's violating the oath, Shavuos lo achalno ein chayv ad shiachol eskula. If you take a shavuos, not going to eat the whole thing, then you're not chayv until you eat the whole thing. Right? Even though you said I'm not going to eat from it, I'm not going to eat the whole thing. So eating from it is a ma'aseh achila is a kazayis. Amar shavuos lo ochal kikarzu shavuos lo ochlana va'ochla. But you doubled up your lashon of shavuos, which is our gemara. Ein chayv ela achas. That's the Rambam's psak. You are chayv only one time. Okay. Let's start the Gemara now. Alma Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, again, this case about the Neder, Besoch Neder. Lo Shanu Ela De Omer Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Lemachar. That's the key point, that you had to add something to it in order for the second Naziris to kick in. Demigo de ka mitosef yom elisera, from the fact that he added an additional day of Naziris on the second one, chayle miziros al naziros. That's why one could take place after the other. Aval omer hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom. But if he said just basically repeated the same thing, didn't, again, the first way he learned is that you had to say amanazir lemachar, that word works. But if he just says hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom, he just basically repeats exactly what he said, ein chal naziros al naziros. So in that case, it does not kick in. All right, you only have to keep one 30-day period. Now that was Rav Huna, and the Gemara is going to go through four different attacks on the Shita of Rav Huna. We'll get to one of them today, and we'll pick up the rest of them in the next year. But let's see now Shmuel. Shmuel Amar, he says no. He argues that now you have to you don't have to add anything. Afilu Amar, if you say Hareini Nazir Hayom, Hareini Nazir Hayom, even if you just repeat the exact same words, the exact same things, it's chal. Chal Naziris Aleha. And it does kick in because you could have one thing following the other, right? Depending on that machlokas rishonim, how you learn what exactly the case is, whether it's doubled up like the Ritva said, or whether it's two separate ones like the Ran was learning, Pshat in the Gemara. So let's see the Ram here. The Ram in Naziris in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud. Mi shenazar shtei naziros bein shenader shteihen bevasa achas bein shenader zo achar zeh. So he took on two periods of naziros, either one at the same time, one after each other. Kigon sha'amar hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom. Umana es harishona vehifrish korban. So he counted up for the first one. He set aside all his korbanos. Va'achakach nishal al harishona vehitir nidro. And then he was like he did a she'ela on it, so it was taken away. Also lo rishona b'shnia. So what happens is in this case, the first one counts for his second. Umevi zeh hakorban v'niftar. It means the korban that fix it. Avilu hevi kapara sov afilu gileach sa'aro v'achakach nisha aleha also rishona b'shnia. So the first one will count for his second one. Shahar ein hashnia chala ela la'achar harishona, because the second one only kicks in after the first one is done. Varishonan on the second one, kemich hitiru keilu eino meikara. So on the first one, he uprooted it, so it's gone. It's like keilu was like it was never there to begin with. Okay, let's start with the first question the Gemara is going to ask on Rav Huna. Rav Huna, adatani ein shuva b'toch shavua. You wanted to make a chiluk that there's right a difference between a nether and a shavua. You could have given a much more a narrower, sharper distinction. Listening, why did the Mishnah say like this? Yesh neder besoch neder, ve'ein neder besoch neder. There's within the dorm itself, there's times when a neder can be chal, times when not. How would that be? Hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir lemacher. If the person would say, I'm a nazir today and I'm a nazir tomorrow, yesh neder besoch neder, then that would work. Hareini nazir hayom, hareini nazir hayom. But according to you, when you say you just repeat the same thing, you're a nazir today, I'm a nazir today, ain't neder b'toch neder, then that wouldn't work. You know, he says, yeah, you're right. That's a very good kasha on Rav Huna, that if he really was going to adapt his understanding, his line of reasoning, then the Mishnah could have said it much more powerful, much more starker contrast. And the fact that it didn't, the Gemara is off, says, yeah, you're right, it's a kasha. So now, kasha means it's difficult. It doesn't mean that you've never literally been disproven. When the word disproves an opinion, you'll say tiyufta. But it doesn't say over here tiyufta. It just says it's a kasha. And okay, we'll see how the sugya unfolds. We'll have more kashas on Rav Huna, Mitzvah Shem, in the shir tomorrow for Yud Zayin Amadeus.